Lessons from the Lave, Parshas Rosh Hashanah. This week, of course, Shabbos Rosh Hashanah, a very unique time. Chazal tell us about not blowing the shofar on the Doraisa day. Some want to learn that that's a very, very Midas Adin type of time. However, there are those that say, Rav Moshe C. Weinberger has a beautiful shiur that he gave this week, saying that no, it's Midas Harachamim coming out. I want to give you a message hopefully you'll take with you. The Shulchan Aruch paskins that we bakum bashmoras haboyker lavoydes haboyre from Rosh Chodesh Elul, more than any time of the year. And the Ramah says, oh, no, we don't do that. And we only started Slichos last night. But that doesn't mean that Slichos doesn't start. Any, I apologize if you're listening on Yad Torah. Background news noise is coming from the rebuilding of Eretz Yisrael and the facility for people to daven in for Rosh Hashanah. Anyway, so comes along the Ramah and says, oh, we just are talking by Shofar. That doesn't mean that there's no... But many of us only wake up, literally wake up, at 12:35 when they start, you walk into the shul and then you have the new white paroches and you're like, oh my God, Rosh Hashanah literally is less than a week away. And the chazan gets out and goes, Ashrei Yoshei Beisecha. I'm like, oh my God, here it is. So that's it. Like, it's time to wake up. And the question is, though, a very essential question, and the essence of, what is the essence of Rosh Hashanah? Now that I'm more mature, right? I've grown a year, leaps and bounds. And yes, I've been through this very, very difficult year. What should I be thinking about on Rosh Hashanah? Seems quite essential. And all I want to do, although it's going to take us a while, is analyze one piece of Gemara and understand what it means. We might have heard this Gemara before in some shape or form. We certainly, from our davening, it's a Mishnah. The Mishnah says on Daf Tezayin, Rosh Hashanah, right? There are four times that we're nidon, we're judged. The Pesach al Tfuah, Be'atzeras al Aperes Ilon, and then of course Chag, we're nidon al Amayim Sukkos. But then of course it says Rosh Hashanah, Kol Boi Oylem Oyvin Lefnei Ki Bnei Marom. We all pass him like Bnei Marom. Rashi Bnei Marom. I'm gonna explain to you later. He says, what's Bnei Marom? What does it mean? Shenamar Yotzi Yachad. Libam umevin et kol maseim. We go in front of him and he knows exactly what we've done. There's no saying, oh, I know what you did inside. So the Gemara is mefarish. What does it mean? So the Gemara says, kol boi morim lefanav. What does b'nei moro mean? Three reasons. Mai ki b'nei moron, hachi targume ki b'nei, right? So there are three possibilities. Possibility number one, is, as I'm sure you've heard many times, we pass like sheep. One at a time, each evaluated and counted separately. Says the Gemara, but maybe it means, actually, the idea of what B'nai Marom was, which is, Rashi says, was actually a location, a steep hill, and Haderech Katzar, Ve'ein Shnayim Yecholim Le'lech, Zeh B'tzad Zeh. It was so narrow, right? You've gone on these Teulim. Back, I don't know if you remember last year when you actually were able to go on Teulim, not virtual Teulim, right? And then there's a path, and all of a sudden it's, oh no, only one at a time, right? Or maybe you go through that little cave, right? And you're like, oh, dude, I can't fit, right? I went on the little mini hike. We don't like hikes in my family. And it came to a point, and they said, okay, don't worry, everybody can fit. And I'm like, hi, did you see what I look like? You know, and all my kids were like, oh, this is so easy. I'm like, this is going to be the most embarrassing thing ever, you know? Here's the news at 6. There's a stuck fat man. You know, like, that's what Kenei B'morim was. It was a place, and it was very narrow. It was a hill. And in order to get through, you'd have to go one at a time. That's explanation number two. And explanation number three, one you might have never heard before, is Kechayalim Amar Shmuel. Amar Shmuel Kechayalim Shel Beis David. Like soldiers. So, an integral question. Why three? Which one is it? We either pass like actual sheep, or also maybe like sheep, but one at a time, and like the soldiers of King David's army parading one by one and being scrutinized by the general, whoever's watching us. So the great Rabbi Zev Lef, in his Sefer on holiday, says the following idea. And while we're giving the ideas, just think in your mind, as I'm going through them, because this is the smart, you know, the smart guys here. How do I apply this to the three central themes of Rosh Hashanah? Malchus, Yochanan, and Shavuos. They're so central that our davening, obviously, on Rosh Hashanah, specifically Musaf, is the longest Musaf of the year. I will always remember my father, after I said Musaf on Rosh Hashanah, every year in the Yom HaZirah Woodmere, he would shake my hand. I was a little kid, I didn't understand what it meant. But he was giving me Yashkoyach, right? It's the longest davening. It's not so easy for a little kid to say every single word. I'm not saying I said every word, but okay. But it took longer. It takes longer than more. It's not an easy short answer. So what's so central about this? Malchus, Achonus, Veshoyfus. So here's the answer. We're going to take each of the Gemara's examples, and there's going to be a message in each of those examples of what B'nai Marom is, right? We know this, right? This is what we say in davening. Right? We'd say this, and when we say Anu Amecha, right? We talk about that we're, right? God is the Roi Eson. He's the ultimate shepherd, and we're the sheep. What does it mean? So the first example, the sheep, it's Pasha. I'm a shepherd, and let's remember that all of our great leaders, like David HaMelech, they're all shepherds. There's something to being watching sheep, humbling us. Comes along the shepherd, and he's counting his herd, right? I'm sure, it's got to be, right? You guys have seen this. Like, literally, on top of the hill over here sometime, there's like a million, like hundreds of sheep, right? And there's one shepherd, usually an Arab, right? And he knows every, right? And he's like, stomps on the thing, and they all start coming, and he counts and makes sure, right? I have 100 before, is there 100 now? 180, 500, whatever it might be. The shepherd counts the herd to see that they're all there, that they didn't run away from him. That's Hashem. Hashem counts his sheep to make sure, to judge us, to see are we still on his team? Are we part of his flock? We might all still be there physically, but are we part of his flock? Are we part of his congregation? Are we here? Do we answer to the call of Mila Hashem Alai? The shepherd also looks at each of his sheep to check it, to make sure that they're healthy, right? And to know, oh, this one, you know, they usually have stamps on them. Sheep number 21, he doesn't look very good. He's much slower than the rest of the pack. I don't think we need him anymore. It's time to make a delicious ala'ish, whatever. Or sweater. So, what's the idea? Hashem looks at us to see, are we whole? Are we blemished? He judges us. What are our mitzvos, our midos? What type of sheep are we? How have we served our master? And finally, he checks the brand. He wants to make sure that it's actually his sheep, especially if you go into an area and there is a bunch of shepherds. Maybe it's somebody else's sheep. So you make sure it's got the brand, it's got the stamp. This is mine. Make sure. Are we branded with the name of the Ribbono Shel Olam? Can we testify that we belong to the shepherd? Ki b'tzelem Elokim nivra Adam. Chavim Adam shenivra b'tzelem. I've said this before, but you know who's judged on Rosh Hashanah? Every person in the world of salvation said there wouldn't be as much anti-Semitism in the world if the world knew that we're actually davening for the world, not just for ourselves. When we daven to Hashem and ask him to end Corona, it's not just for us, we want the world not to have Corona. We're called the Tzoyin Kedoshim, his holy sheep. That's represented of the existence that we have Kedusha. Are you, were you Makadosh Hashem? Are you part of his flock? That's Malchus. Malchus is the ultimate goal. We realize and recognize that on Rosh Hashanah, we don't talk about tshuva at all, nothing. And the few points that we do are questionable why we do. It's not a day of tshuva. We first start with the stamp and saying, Anu Amecha! Hamela. We declare him. It used to be a fun minhag here in yeshiva. It might actually restart this year because I believe Rav Mo is not going to Uman, right? He's in New Jersey? He's going to Uman? Wow. Okay. I'm wrong. So he used to be with Rav Mo before he went to Uman. He took some of the Breslov Minhagim. And one of the central Breslov Minhagim is, at that point, when the person says, HaMelech, everybody starts clapping. Why? Because, why do we clap? You know why? Crowning the king. The king walks in and everybody's like, yeah, the king! Right? It happens to be, it's funny, it was a pet peeve of mine. It really bothered me, and finally Rav Boaz went to Rav Mo and said, don't do that. Why? Because we don't understand what's going on, really. I hate, a pet peeve of mine is when there's a speaker in the Beis Medrash, right? And after the speaker speaks, especially if it's somebody not Torah-oriented, everybody's like, great speech, yay! They start clapping, especially if it's a Rosh Hashiva, right? We have a Berkowitz come a few years ago, and when he was done, like, guys don't know what to do, so they started clapping for him. He's like, what is the performance? What are you, I'm giving you a shiur. What are you doing? Are we part of Malchus Hashem? Did I, in this year, be Mamlech Hashem, be Mekadesh Hashem? Despite, and this is an important point you should think about all Rosh Hashanah, despite what happened, stop making excuses for the year that you had. It's not my fault. Nebuch, the many people, obviously more than the people that are here, are the people who didn't get all of their Shana Aleph experience and are not, and don't have the schus of being here in yeshiva again for a second take at Shana Aleph. You can call it Shir Bet if you want, but we know it's not. And you're able to be Mamlech Hashem. How are you being Mamlech Hashem? Number two, Hashem then takes the sheep and he evaluates it one by one on the narrow pair. See, when you're going in a big group, you could kind of like limp by and he won't really see, you know, that you're not so healthy. But then he takes a look at us, as the second pshat in the Gemara is. He evaluates the progress we had as compared to last year. He doesn't treat us as just the sheep in themselves. He says, well, how is this sheep doing? I've had him for this amount of years. New, what's he progressing? What's he doing? It doesn't matter if I was perfect last year. I've had the greatest Shana Aleph. If I was better than everybody else last year, because I actually learned during Corona. I actually, whatever it might be, I was able to do chesed. I actually got a hold of my parents when I was sitting in the house for 6 months. My parents are alive today. It's amazing. You know, I didn't kill them. I thought about it. I didn't. We're being evaluated on our progress. A Jew can never be stagnant. And that's maybe why it says, "Ain't tzaddik ba'aretz asher lo yichta." There's no tzaddik in the world. You know why? Because the sin is just being a tzaddik. You got to be more of a tzaddik. What have you done for me lately? You could have signed, just go to the business world for a second, you could have signed the biggest deal in the world, and the company's literally on the map because of your deal. After a few months, your boss is going to come to you and say, "New, what have you done for me lately?" Okay, you signed the big deal. I get it. But now you got to produce. You can't just sit back on your laurels and say, "I did it." We quoted the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. Keep it Tzelem Elokim. We're all Tzelem Elokims. But you know we're also? Chavonim Yisrael Shenikra Banim Lamakam. And what do we say every day in Ein Kelokeinu? We are builders. We're not just his children. We're his children who come to him every day and say, look what I built. And what does the Abba say? Okay, not the greatest thing, but you built something. Do you know, Hashem, I went to sleep tonight and I learned 10 minutes more than I did yesterday. You might think that Hashem looks at them and goes, wowee, what do I care? Were you a baby? 10 minutes more? No, that's amazing. You actually get it. That's Zichronos. Hashem remembers who you were. And he's comparing you to who you were. See, we make a mistake a lot. And we look at other people always. And we say to Hashem, I can never be like him. Today's the yahrzeit of the Chofetz Chaim. If I'm not mistaken, hopefully we'll have time to relate a great, great shot of the Chofetz Chaim. I never heard of before. I just caught this week. It's a great Mirza Shemi Shol B'Zaycha. Did somebody do a Siyum? Was that from this year? I saw there was a picture. Somebody did a Siyum on Thursday. So if you ever do a Siyum, this is at the end. If I don't get to do it on live, you'll remind me about it. So nobody's ever going to compare yourself to the Chafetz Chaim. You're not the Chafetz Chaim. You're not the Chafetz Chaim. We don't compare ourselves. We can't compare ourselves. We're in a different generation. We're different people. He's going to compare who you are. Oh, he's going to look at us and he's going to say, "New Daniel Hartstein, were you the best Daniel Hartstein?" It doesn't matter who you are. He doesn't ask, are you the best? He wants you to be you. That's what the Rabbanu Shalom is looking for. Zichronos looked at your path. He looked at you. He looked at your backdrop. And based on who you are, what situation you were given, that's when the Rabbanu Shalom says, wow, I can't believe what you did with that. We had a very, very difficult year. The year was impossible, seemingly. What did we accomplish despite the pitfalls? The Rabbanu Shalom gives us pitfalls. It gives us a Yetzirah. It gives us the opportunity to blame it on Corona. I couldn't do this. I couldn't do that. It's Corona. What was I supposed to do? Zakhtar Rabbanu Shalom, I don't care. What did you do with these moments? Some of you made the greatest choice ever. All of you, actually. And said, I'm coming back. Some of you in the middle of the summer decided, you know what? I'm going to serve in the Israeli army. I'm going to dedicate a number of my years to the Rabbanu Shalom. Serving Sivay Hashem, and we'll get to the army in a moment. That's the Chorinus. And finally, what is it joining the army, fulfilling the unique mission of Hashem? David HaMelech's army. David HaMelech is obviously, if not the most unique. His Sifrei Tehillim are what we use as the backdrop for everything. And What was David HaMelech's backdrop of Tehillim? Right, he was an army soldier, but at every point he called out to the Rabbanu Shalom, both in happiness and sadness, both in Simcha. Right, we have Hallel is Tehillim, but so is the Hallel when we call out to Hashem. Mimahamakim kiratzicha Hashem, min hametsa karatiya, nani bamirchavia. Before shofar blowing, we'll say. What does it mean to be part of Hashem's army? Now I'm going to look at you. Uniquely. Not what you did in the past, but what are your talents? What have you done? What can you do? When you're part of an army, right? Nobody's going to look at a guy that's in Givati, that's in Golani, that's Sa'aret Mankal, and say, I don't understand. You're really good at what you do, but how do you not know how to fly a plane? What's the answer going to be? I'm not in the Air Force. What do you mean? What kind of stupidity is that? One thing has nothing to do with the other. Right? Nobody's going to go to a Golani guy and go, new jump out of the plane. I never learned it. I don't care. You should know that. You're a soldier. You're a soldier. But that's not my tafki. That's not my job. Oh, it feels much better. My job is to do a certain thing in the army of Hashem. It's not the same job. Your job might be Mishnayos. Your job might be Gemara. Your job... Rabbanu Shalom might look at you and say, I want you to finish up. He might look at you and he says, I want you to finish Mishnah Berurah. He might look at you and he says, I want you to finish Tanya. I want you to finish... Right? You all have a unique tafkid in the Rabbanu Shalom's tapestry of this achdus of everybody being different. That's what shofros is. Shofros is the unique mission that each of us have as the soldiers of Hashem. It's what you have done. The uniqueness. The same chelkenu b'sarasecha. Ha-chelek shelcha, lo ha-chelek shel ha-sheni. Chelkenu. It's different. We have a horrible time at looking at other people and comparing them to us and saying, why are they not more like me? Why should they be like you? What are you talking about? One of the hardest parts of the tekufa that we're in now, here in Eretz Yisrael, I'm talking about specifically during Corona, is I don't think we'll ever be able to heal, amend the mend of the sinna that has been created. I just literally last night saw on the news the comparison and how the czar of Corona, Gimzu Latoyva, is Gimzu said, stop blaming the Haredim. Because now if you look at the collective numbers, it's everyone that is causing this Corona. But they blame the Haredim. They're not listening. The Arabs aren't listening. And there's a tremendous amount of hate. And it's really, really hard. And we only live based on achdus. Rabbi Lech ends this, and this is a beautiful piece by Rav Soloveitchik. We live our lives on the tapestry of everybody joining together. Rav Soloveitchik writes in the wonderful Sefer Rav Shechter wrote, but this is in the Rav's writings on Zecher Abba Mori. He speaks about how Shmona Esrei is not merely, right, a lot of people try to get out of Shmona Esrei. I don't know if anybody who went to a high school where in Shacharis they did Hei Chikdusha. I've been to some places when I was recruiting. Because they said, we're Bakiyim, we dominate Orange Monastery. But he said, Varsovich goes, no. There's a Tefila B'tzibor, that's my silent Monastery, and there's something called Tefila HaTzibor, where he takes all of our unique talents, all of our tefillas, and he takes it and brings it up to Shema. He says, that's the uniqueness of Salvation. He says, of Musaf Rosh Hashanah. From Salvation was super machmir on Musaf Rosh Hashanah, making sure the chazan, exactly, I remember when I davened the Rabbi Salvation Yeshua, he took this minhag upon himself. He would go up to the chazan, and you can't even make one word wrong. The Rabbi would stand with his feet together, always during Chazar Zashat, but imagine doing that during Musaf, it's not so easy, Musaf Rosh Hashanah. Because the Tefila Hatzi was a special, unique talent, really, to be a shidduch tzibur, and that's why it's people root to lakol, someone special who can take all the tefillos, all the unique talents. We need to awaken ourselves to accomplish. But here's the Chafetz Chaim's line, and I think this is great. We say at a siyum, anu amelu v'hem amelu. Anu amelu mekam eschar, hem amelu v'hem kam eschar. So I always thought the guy was talking about mitzvahs. A guy wakes up in the morning and he washes himself. We wash ourselves, we call it negavasser. We take a shower, it's to ready ourselves for tefillah. We eat to be, right? And all the guys doing the same thing. No, that's not what it says in the Chafetz Chaim. It says, anu amelim. We're omel. Omel is the action of completing, trying to complete a job and not completing it. It's working on something. The example, the tailor. The tailor only gets paid when the suit's ready. He doesn't go to the guy, he says, I have a horrible story for you. I finished your suit, it's gorgeous. Here's actually a picture of it. But last night there was a robbery in my suit place. You know, can you pay for the suit now? I don't have the suit though. The candlestick maker doesn't go and say, well, I know it's not perfect, but I meant it to be perfect. I worked really hard on it. Can I have some tear for now? He says, no, I want the candlestick. The baker doesn't go to the guy and says, here's your birthday cake, and he falls on the floor and it goes all over the place, and he says, well, I mean, 5-second rule. I mean, still pay me the $150 for the birthday cake. It doesn't work like that. Says the Chafetz Chaim, anu amelim, it's the action of us trying. This is the number one point that people miss about Rosh Hashanah and Aseret Mitzvot. We think that trying isn't good enough. Amal is not good enough. Working on a piece of Gemara, if you don't understand it at the end, you don't get tzar. We know that's not true. The fact that you were sweating for an hour over Gemara, despite the Yetzer Hara's of a jackhammer in your ears, and you still tried your best, the Rosh Hashanah says, Amo Amelim, Behem Amelim. You're paid for your work that you did, even if you didn't complete the job. That's what the Rabbanu Shalom is telling us. That's what Rosh Hashanah is all about. We assess ourselves, oh, we part of the flock of the Ribbono Shelam. But we have these three integral elements of joining the Ribbono Shelam. We come and we say to the Ribbono Shelam, Hashem, first thing, Malchus. The first thing we do when on the night we go, that's the first thing of us having Kihurei Tshuva, of saying to ourselves, I'm part of your team, Hashem, look at the stamp. Mika Amcha Yisrael, Hashem Melech, I mean it. I've said this before, but Hashem Melech, Hashem Melech Lo Med is out of order purposely. Because the first thing is, do I believe Hashem is Melech? Grammatically, it's incorrect. But I first have to declare, I believe you're king. I'm part of your army, Hashem. But what have I done for you? My unique thing, whatever I'm doing for you, Rabbanu Shalom, am I doing the best? My unique talent. Rabbanu Shalom looks at us, each of us, but going through that narrow path and says, okay, have you grown? Even a little bit compared to last year. That's what Rosh Hashanah is all about. That's what the Rabbanu Shalom is expecting of us. And that's what we have to concentrate so much on this year. Don't bite off more than you can chew, because then you're going to do nothing. This isn't a New Year's resolution. Don't make the mistake, that big mistake that everybody seems to make, of doing what? Of saying, this is my shas year. I'm going to finish shas this year. Right? Or I'm going to be on time every day. If you know you can't be on time every day for a minyan, don't make that mistake. Because then the first few days you don't come on time, and all of a sudden you're going to stir up at 8:15. Like, forget it. Take things that you could take with you. So when you go to Shabbat Shuvah, you say, Kichui Machem Devarim, a little bit, here and there. That's your Rabbanu Shalom. With that, Amir Sashem, we should be zeichet to chesiva chesima toivah la'alto chayim toivah l'shalom. Amir Sashem, we should all have a year that's filled with no corona. As I pointed out, in the Ashbois Yogrim, Ashba is Rosh Hashanah, Tavshin Pei Aleph. Let's get out of the garbage that we're in. Take everything bad away from us. Should be zeichet to have a chesima, the chesima tovah.